If you have an appetite for fun, then the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival is the place to be. March 2nd through April 12th, only at the Disneyland Resort. Enjoy deliciously fresh food, California wines, craft beers, specialty cocktails, live music, and more. All served up with a dash of Disney magic. Get more details at disneyland.com/foodandwine.
LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telmuse.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The views and opinions expressed by Professor Porterfield do not necessarily reflect the views of the sponsors or their affiliates. From deep in the heart of Texas, where the stars at night are big and bright, it's the Now You Know Show with Professor Charles Porterfield. Here to tell it like it was and how it is, to help school you so no one can fool you. Brought to you by the good folks at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in beautiful Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com. So now, without further ado, here's Professor Porterfield. Good evening to you one and all. I am Professor Charles Porterfield, and hoodoo is my business. Welcome once again, friends, neighbors, and well-wishers, to the Now You Know Show. And tonight, we have a very special show indeed, because this evening, in just a little bit, we're going to have on Co Meadows. That's right, Co Meadows from the Association of Independent Readers and Workers, AIR, and many other places, comeadows.com, a guest presenter and lecturer at this year's Hoodoo Heritage Fest in May. And a very fascinating person, and Co Meadows is going to be here with us live, and we're going to have a real good time. And also, Co is currently in the chat room, so if you are listening to this and you're not in the chat room,
why not just take a few seconds, because it's all it takes is a few seconds to make yourself a to listen blog talk account. Come over and join in the chat room, or if you just want to come in as a guest, you won't be able to post anything, but you'll be able to listen along and see what everybody's saying in the chat room, and there's going to be a lot said there. Well, what a week, what a week, what a week we have had. We had some very serious hardware issues here in the Denton studio of the LMC Radio Network, and we had to have workmen come in and a bunch of equipment replaced, and so we're running a brand new rig up in here tonight. So before I get any further, let me ask all the people in the chat room, because see, they can respond. They're in the chat room. They get to talk along. How is the sound? Can everybody hear me? I assume by this point in time, everybody would be typing, I can't hear any silence. But luckily, I should be coming to you live and in person. Otherwise, we've had an all right week down here in Texas as the temperatures have creeped up into the very high 90s, and we are expecting to break into the hundreds this coming week or the week after as we get closer to the cruelest month, which is August. I know you thought April was the cruelest month, but actually in Texas, August is the cruelest month. And otherwise, we're just blowing and going along. But I have to tell you, I have to take a few moments, if I may, and even if I mayn't, to tell you a little bit about something that's going to be coming up a little later on in the year. And this is going to be taking place in October. It's going to be taking place October 29th. And October 29th, there's going to be an event held in Boulder, Colorado. And, of course, that is, they're calling it the Mile High Conjure Gala. The Mile High Conjure Gala, October 28th of 2017. At the Lumber Baron Inn and Suites. They're going to have the Mile High Conjure Gala, and I tell you about this because at the Mile High Conjure Gala is going to be Co Meadows, who we're going to be talking to here in just a little bit. But also, the Mile High Conjure Gala is being presented by our own Tata Candelo Cambisa, our good friend from Candelo's Corner. And he's going to be, he's presenting the Mile High Conjure Gala October 28th or 29th. I'll have to check on those dates, 2017. And along with Candelo Cambisa and Co Meadows, we're going to have Ambrosine Laguerre, who you may know from Liquid Libations. We're going to be having Michelle Jackson and Professor Ames, both from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. Oh, yes, and I'll be there too. So if you tickets are on sale, tickets are on sale, so why not get your tickets and come on up to Boulder, Colorado for the Mile High Conjure Gala, the 28th of October this very year, and get to meet and hear and see and learn from and get readings from such wonderful, wonderful, wonderful workers as Co Meadows, Michelle Jackson, Ambrosine Laguerre, Professor Ames, a man close to my heart because, you know, we professors got to stick together, Candelo Cambisa, and of course, me. So I'll be there also. Well, that's my big news for the week, and I'll probably mention it again as we get closer to October. Meanwhile, I'm still here alone. I'm still here alone. We want to say and extend our wonderful happiness to our own Miss Loretta from the First and Second Baptist Church of Quimby, Texas, Miss Loretta Newman, who took second place. She took second place, folks, at the Big Texas Crockpot Cook-Off in Happy, Texas. And so she is resting on her laurels this week. She will not be with us, but she'll be back next week. She got second place. And I also have to tell you that Patchy and Wink are not here. They're still out in and about Happy, Texas, somewhere near Happy, Texas. They were sort of vague about it, folks, when I talked to them on the phone about this Tuesday. And the only thing they could tell me is that they were doing a special investigative special that they're putting together that they're going to be bringing to us hopefully next week, because I'm getting tired of doing this all by myself. And when I asked them, what is this about? What has taken the LMC Radio Network news crew to have to stay in and around Happy, Texas? The only thing they told me was, quote, chupacabra. So there you go. I have no idea what madness is going on with that. Apparently, chupacabra. Chupacabra. So that's the news from here, but let's go over to the LMC Radio Newsroom where, well, I am, and hear today's news. Good evening. This is the news with Professor Porterfield reading. Today is Thursday, July 13th, the 194th day of 2017. There are 71 days until autumn begins, and 171 days left in the year. The 14th and 15th will be auspicious days to dry fruits and vegetables, cut hair to slow growth, mow to slow growth, pick apples and pears, quit smoking, perform demolition, wash wooden floors, start a diet to lose weight, and kill plant pests. The 14th to the 16th will also be a barren period for planting, so no planting should take place during the 14th to the 16th. The 14th to the 16th will also be poor days for fishing overall. Today's highlight in history comes to us from this date in 1977, when a 25-hour blackout hit New York City in the mid-evening, as lightning strikes on electrical equipment caused power to fail. Widespread looting broke out during the blackout. Also on this date, in 1787, the Congress of the Confederation adopted the Northwest Ordinance, which established a government in the Northwest Territory. In 1793, French revolutionary writer Jean-Paul Marat was stabbed to death in his tub by Charlotte Corday, who was executed 4 days later. In 1863, deadly rioting against the Civil War military draft erupted in New York City. The insurrection was put down 3 days later. In 1939, Frank Sinatra made his first commercial recording, From the Bottom of My Heart and Melancholy Mood, with Harry James and his orchestra for the Brunswick label. In 1955, Britain hanged Ruth Ellis, a 28-year-old former model convicted of killing her boyfriend, David Blakely. To date, Ellis is the last woman to be executed in the United Kingdom. In 1960, John F. Kennedy won the Democratic presidential nomination on the first ballot at his party's convention in Los Angeles, California. In 1965, President Lyndon Baines Johnson nominated Thurgood Marshall to be a U.S. Solicitor General. Marshall became the first black jurist appointed to the post. 2 years later, Johnson nominated Marshall to the United States Supreme Court. In 1985, Live Aid, an international rock concert in London, Philadelphia, Moscow, and Sydney, Australia took place to raise money for Africa's starving people. And finally, in 2013, a jury in Sanford, Florida, acquitted Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman of all charges in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teenager. News of the verdict prompted Alicia Garza, an African-American activist in Oakland, California, to declare on Facebook that, quote, Black Lives Matter, end quote, a phrase that gave rise to the Black Lives Matter movement. Today's LMC birthday greetings go out to game show host announcer Johnny Gilbert of TV's Jeopardy, who is 93 today. Actor Patrick Stewart is 77. Actor Robert Forrester is 76. Actor Harrison Ford is 75. Singer-guitarist Roger McGinn of The Byrds is also 75. And actor-comedian Cheech Marin is 71. We would also like to send out birthday greetings to AIR member Reverend Fred, whose birthday will be on the 15th of this month. A happy birthday to you, Reverend Fred. This has been the news from the LMC Radio Newsroom, and we now go over to the lucky numbers.
Lucky number.
Oh, dreaming of lucky numbers.
Hoping that those lucky numbers,
yeah,
will show for me.
Numbers only show for you and me.
Superstition.
Or even make me suspicious.
Table with 13 dishes.
Issues
will
make you please. Have and see.
Hey, that's mommy.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Well, all right, then.
Put my trust in goof or dust.
Cause you know someday it may bring you a seven.
Or maybe a lucky 11.
Oh, that you be in heaven.
Lucky number for me.
Yeah!
Oh, yes, and you need not just trust in goofer dust, as advised by the Nicholas Brothers, because we have the lucky numbers and card for you here each and every week. This week's lucky numbers, as always, are provided by ProfessorPorterfield.com. Why not stop on over there and take a look? And they are 7. 9, 16, 21, 32, and 46. Once again, those double-digit lucky numbers are 7, 9, 16, 21, 32, and 46. And I have to, I know I say this from time to time about individual numbers or this, that, and the other thing, but I have to tell you, these numbers are really good this week. I mean, I have a very, very good feeling about these particular numbers, and they came quite auspiciously. This week's lucky three-digit numbers are 162. That's 162. 646. That's 646. And 799. That's 799. These are also particularly good numbers this week, and I feel very, very confident about 646, but I see 162 growing in luck, being more likely to hit as we get later on into the week, say 3 to 4 days from today. But I have to tell you that 799 is a very strange, what I would call a joker number. So this is the sort of number that if you're going to hit with it, you will hit big. So just think about that. The card of the week is the Three of Diamonds, a benefactor, help from others, be honest and act responsibly. This week, help will come from unlooked for places. This is a good week to reach out to others and allow yourself to be helped by others as well. Honesty in all public and private matters is of great importance this week. Do not let a little white lie lead to greater harm than good. This is also a week to act in a responsible manner and take matters by the horns. do what is right, and all will be right. Remember, our week runs Thursday to Thursday, so check in with the Now You Know show, the numbers and cards when they first come out. And if you hit, remember where you get. Till then, good luck to you all. Up next, our special interview with our friend and hopefully soon to be yours, Co Meadows. It's a good time. Sit back, relax. Let me tell you, Co and I are here in the studio and we are all feeling good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Feeling good this evening, and let's go now to our very first Name It and Claim It. We're not going to have as many as usual this week, but this is our first one. Tonight, we are giving away slices of babka. That's right, we've got chocolate babka, and we've got chocolate and cinnamon babka, and you get to pick whichever. If you win, you get to, I want a slice of chocolate babka, or I want a slice of chocolate and cinnamon babka. If you don't know what babka is, Google is your friend. Seriously, go out, check it out. You're missing out. You're missing out. And the first slice of babka, if you get the artist, you get a slice. If you get the song, you get a slice. If you get both of them and you're the first, you get two slices. And the first slice of babka goes out to Christy XP. She gets a slice of babka because that was, in fact, feeling good. And then Gabrielle Swain gets the next slice of babka because she got that it was Nina Simone. So congratulations, ladies. One slice of babka for you each. And that, since we are feeling good, leads us into tonight's special interview. And tonight we're going to be talking with Meadows. So let's see if he is with us right now through the magic of radio. Are you there, Co?
Hey, everybody, this is Co Meadows.
There he is, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, Co Meadows. Co Meadows, ladies and gentlemen. So, how are you doing tonight?
I am very, very well. I could not be happier. I'm quite full. I had a very nice dinner this evening.
Well, that's glad to hear it. I have my dinner after the show on Thursdays, and I'm looking forward to it. Don't know what I'm going to have yet, but it'll be something delicious. And, you know, we're so very happy and grateful to have you here on the show. Thank you for coming in. And so before we go any further, let me ask you a question for our audience. Let's start off with this. Why don't you take a few moments, if you would be so kind, and tell us who is Co Meadows? Tell us a little bit about Co Meadows and who you are, what you do, and how you got into it.
Okay, so Co Meadows, I am a descendant of a long line of workers and spiritual advisors and consultants that come out of the traditions of Vodun and Obeya. I also come from a line of, within that mix, as many people know, as many Africans in the past did have a variety of different mixtures, and so a lot of the workings and things that I do involve the traditions of Vodun, Obeya, but also with things of the Arawak tribe of the French West Indies, as well as some Creek Indian in there. So the things that were taught to me, I'm certain, has a large mix of all of that. I am what you would call gifted. That's all that we heard growing up. I know that in today's age, there's many, many different names. You know, you're a medium, or you're psychic, or you got second sight, and all of these different things. But in my family, we just say, hey, this child is gifted, or they're born with the veil, that kind of deal. So anyways, because of that, I do provide a variety of different readings spiritually regarding to bone readings, to card readings, and the majority of the readings that I do, and I do well, which I call spiritual consultations and spiritual readings, are somewhat what you would call mediumship or necromantic reading, where I do directly communicate with those that have passed on, and they give me information and things that I need to know in order to give the client. So I also am, I live in Alabama, so I am down here in the South, and born and raised in the South, never lived anywhere other than here. So the majority of the things that I do are traditional to this region. It doesn't really veer off much from this area. Let's see what else about me. I do own Co Meadows Conjure and comedos.com. There you'll be able to find a variety of our spiritual supplies as well as services. So we have everything from candles and oils and conditioning oils and sachet powders and conjure kits where you can, you know, put the magic into your own hand and handle some general issues, if you will, and a variety of things of that nature, and, you know, just a good old-fashioned Southern worker.
I hear that. Well, thank you for telling us a little bit about Co Meadows, and I have to say that while you were saying that, Gabrielle Swain in our chat room said that she got an incredible reading from you at this year's festival in May at the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. And so that's thank you so much for giving my mother, that's, by the way, that's who Gabrielle Swain is, that's my mom, such a wonderful reading, and she has high praise for you. You know, you're very welcome. Let me ask you something here. I've known about you for a little while. As mm-hmm. you may remember, you and I started talking together, maybe as much as 2 years ago.
Absolutely.
And talking on, you know, social media and PMing each other and doing all that kind of stuff. And I have been just so tickled to see you branch out and see all these things come up and you're selling the products. And it was a joy to have you come out and be with us in May. It was so great to meet you in person and see you there. And then, or I should say before then, you joined AIR. And I really appreciate having you as a fellow member of AIR. I think you bring, you know, a lot of much needed stuff to us. And it's really great to have you there with our association. And as you say, like they said, you were gifted and, you know, gifted for the work, gifted with the sight. Let me ask you something about your spiritual readings. How do you go about that? And, you know, I'm tied to my cards. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they serve me well.
It's funny you ask that, because I tell people from the very beginning, I honestly, 150% do not need my cards. However, I do know that people, especially after seeing things on TV and have dealt with other people that use, you know, a variety of different tools, which nothing is wrong with that at all, they almost expect it. So out of a place of confirmation or affirmation for them, I will have cards out. But my spiritual readings, normally it just goes about me sitting down with someone and automatically a spirit, whether they are related to them or not, will come through. They will automatically speak to me and give me some different things to give that client. So they'll say, hey, my name begins with the A and I died in the month of J. And I go, okay, so who is this person by the name of A? And they were either, and they died either June, July, or January. You only got 3 J months. So, you know, and go from there to get confirmation. Once I have this confirmation of who this person is, I know that that spirit and that being will not only provide us with the divine knowledge we need, but also will be there to help us with any kind of root work that needs to be done, if any root work needs to be done. So that's pretty much how the my spiritual readings go. And then sometimes I will tell you, I hear nothing. I hear absolutely nothing, and then that's when I just say, you know what, I'm going to the cards or I'm going to the bones. And, you know, that happens. I think some people, you know, think all the time, well, did you see my dead cat? Did my cat say anything? And I'm like, not this time. Maybe next time, but not this
maybe
time.
Maybe next time.
So, you know, that's pretty much how my readings go. I mean, my grandmother – people literally will walk on her porch and she'll go, my dear, do you know that you're pregnant? Do you know that you're going to have girls? Do you know that? I mean, and people just walk up, and it was that kind of deal. It really, and it wasn't the use of spiritual tools to discern or to divine,
right.
Divination, really wasn't a thing that we saw. She would say, give me your hand, and she would touch you. You know, she would go to sleep, wake up, and see she had a vision and give somebody a call.
You know,
so that's the type
of
background.
Some of this is, it branches into what a lot of people would call mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
I find that very interesting. And that obviously relates back to being gifted and to having that sight for spirit.
Yes, so that is a large majority of how the spiritual readings go. And like you said, I honestly could just say, you know, I'm a psychic medium, you know, but I feel that word is thrown around so much. I'm just like, you know what, I'm a spiritual advisor. I consult with spirits. I'm a spirit, you know, or whatever. So, but I if you want to put it all in one basket, psychic medium.
Right. And, you know, that's a little interesting because there was a discussion today in public with the Reverend John St. Germain, who you know and is here part of our network as part of the Crystal Silence League. And he was talking about Sir William Crooks, who was the founder of the SPR, and he coined the term psychic in reference to people's spiritual abilities. And so, you know, like I always say, ain't no mistakes around here that we're talking about where that word came into people with spiritual abilities like yourself. And now you and I are sitting here talking about it again. They ain't no mistakes around here. So I find it very interesting. Myself, I do not speak with the dead pretty much at all. Oh, don't get me wrong. Occasionally they speak at me. You know, and I'm like, okay, let me take this down. Goodbye. But I know exactly what you're talking about with families and how this moves and progresses in families. And I have a very fond memory of my mother coming into the kitchen where my grandmother was washing dishes and her saying, "Mom, I got to tell you something." And my grandmother just turned around and said, "You're pregnant," and went back to washing dishes. So I know what you're talking about with that. You know, here normally on the Now You Know show, during this period of time, we have the professor's pontification when we talk about stuff that's going on in the community. And so I have a question for you as a professional worker, as someone whose name is out there, as, you know, your representative. You know what I mean? Your representative for the community and for what's going on, etc. out there. My question to you is, what do you think, is there anything that goes on in the community that Coe Meadows, if he had a few moments on the radio, which he does right now, would want to say, hey, you know, clean this up, or hey, you need to, you know, consider this, or, you know, even as the late great Red Fox would say, you don't got to wash your whole ass, but wash your asshole. You know, I mean, as someone out in public, as one of our representatives, is there anything you would like to say to the community, you know, about that sort of thing?
In regards to the magical community?
In regards to the hoodoo, conjure, and root work community.
Okay, so hoodoo, conjure, root work community. If I had a moment to say anything, I would say this. First off, understand your truth in the work. Understand your truth in the work. Be confident in your truth in the work. Everybody's not a seer. Everybody's not a root worker. And it's okay. Everybody can't read cards. It's okay. Everybody can't do bones. It's okay. Find out what your truth is in the path. Now, the word conjure can be placed on a variety of things. For example, I would say I come out of the traditions of African American conjure and African American root work because that's what I grew up doing. So, to sort of keep a good good standing, because a lot of people have this big issue with what's traditional. Okay, you can say this is traditional or that is traditional, whatever, but you can say, hey, as one of, for example, I have partnered with Shelby O'Connelly and have done an Aphrodite conjure kit, and everyone goes, well, that's not traditional, and I'm saying, and I will tell them, well, Shelby calls this Catholic conjure. Okay, or Catholic conjure. She uses her her patrons and her saints and her gods and goddesses and have created a system that she calls Catholic conjure. So, and guess what? It works, and it's amazing, and it's fabulous. And guess what? It's also not traditional, but she knows her truth. And because she knows her truth, she prospers in her truth, and she has forever growing blessings in her truth. So that is one big thing, is know your truth in your work. And it's okay if you don't do traditional conjure. Just call it what it is. The next thing I would probably say is support. Do not feel inadequate and do not feel insecure about your abilities. If someone is doing something very similar to you, it's perfectly fine, and the reason why, and I would just, and I would put it to you like this. I have a conjure kit. There's multiple businesses that have conjure kits or spell kits and things of that nature. But guess what? My formulas come from the De La Pound and Meadows family line. Somebody else may come somewhere else's. So we're not competing kits. We're not competing products. We're not competing services. We're providing services for the community, which then go to my last thing, which is, let me go back to the other thing, the last thing, which is supporting. Support each other. Support each other well. Do not be afraid to repost, to reshare, to tell someone. For example, when it comes to cursing work, I can curse until Oprah comes through Auburn sitting on a donkey backwards. I can give you all kind of revenge work, any kind of aggressive work, I am great with. When it comes to road opening, I can do it. When it comes to, you know, a lot of those things, court cases, fine, whatever. But what I also know is love, although I can make it happen, it takes me a little bit longer sometimes. So you know what I'm going to say? Yes, I can do your work. It may take me a little while, but yes, I can do it if you're adamant about working with me. But guess what? I'm also going to call on Professor so-and-so and Deacon so-and-so and Madam so-and-so in order to help us out with this matter so they can bring more ashe. The support in the community, I feel, needs to be strengthened a lot.
Absolutely. And you know, I have to tell you, it's interesting that you should say that, because this very week I was talking on the phone, as I often do, with our friend Candelo Kimbisa. And Co, by the way, was on Candelo's Corner not too long back. And if you want to hear that show, you can go back into the archives for Candelo's Corner and hear that wonderful show that Co was on over there with Candelo. And Candelo and I, as you may know, we don't really like to take the love work for a variety of reasons. And like you just said, it's not that we can't do it, but it's not our big specialty. And we were talking specifically about Deacon so-and-so, in fact, Deacon Millett, and how we send our, in support, we send a lot of our love clients to him, and that occasionally they come back to us because the line, you know what I'm talking about, the line around the block, okay,
mm-hmm.
to wait to get in to see him is too long, because he is one of the great love workers, and he even has two books on the subject. And the same holds true. You know, I'm going to send people to you for your specialty. You're going to send people to me. That support is absolutely necessary. And like you said about, it's okay if you don't read cards. It's okay if you don't read the bones, if that's not your gift. It's also okay if, as an example, you don't do court case work. You know, it's okay if you don't curse. It's okay if you don't do A, B, or C. Do exactly what you said, Co. Do what you're good at. Do what your gift is. Do what you're, you know, brought to. But also, you know, it's always good to learn something else. Keep your hand in, so at least you have a little bit of knowledge. And I think that's exactly, you know, what you're saying to us. The other thing I would like to say about what you said here is that, about this idea of, is it traditional? Is it traditional? Well, you know, I tell people there are lots of very old, very, very old hoodoo work, conjure work that involves a picture of somebody, okay? And in fact, some of it, people will say a tintype, okay, which is a picture on metal, all right? And people now think, well, obviously that's traditional. But photography wasn't always the hell around, now was it? So when they
sure
started,
the hell wasn't.
Exactly. So when those old workers who are now in amongst the ancestors, they're no longer with us, obviously, for 100+ years. When somebody first picked up a tintype photo and said, "I can work on this," okay, "I can work on this," I guarantee you there were other people involved around that worker, whether it was a he or a she, who said, "Well, that ain't traditional." That ain't
mm-hmm.
traditional.
You're right about
that
it.
That,
you were
exactly.
so right about it.
And someday, I guarantee you, folks, I guarantee you, old Professor Porterfield's going to be cold and down in the ground, and they're going to be people doing work with cell phones, with smartphones, okay, and think of it as traditional. Well, we've been doing this for 45, 50 years. It's traditional. But the thing I like about hoodoo and that if it works, it's true. If it works, it's true. And that it does start to bring in as our lives change. You know, we have lots of spells. We have lots of pieces of work, lots of tricks that you do on somebody's mailbox, right? Well, we have mailboxes, okay? So the mailbox becomes a new thing. Now we got stuff about you do with people's photographs, do with people's voices, that you capture their voice recording, right? Okay. And then that causes other things to go away. I mean, I can't tell you. Most people I know don't know nothing. Well, Miss Cat obviously would. But most people don't know nothing about nailing somebody's shadow. You just don't see that work anymore, about how you trick somebody so they ain't watching and you drive a nail into their shadow to do while their shadow's laying on the ground to do work. Because we just don't live in that kind of world as much anymore. But now you do start hearing people talking about capturing somebody's voice, okay, and working on that voice recording. So I think those are excellent points, Co. I mean, seriously, I think you've brought up a very good set of issues here about what is tradition, how does tradition progress, and at the same time, you and I both know these silly people who are so outside the quote-unquote tradition, outside the framework, outside what is root work, what is hoodoo, what is conjure, that we just have to kind of sit back and say, well, like all of us in the South do, well, bless their heart.
Exactly. Exactly.
So now I know you're going to be at the Mile High Conjure Gala, as we said at the top of the show. Tell us a little bit about what you're planning, because, you know, it's in October, you know, and we all got plans in our head, and who knows how it's all going to come out at the end of the day. But tell us a little bit about what you're planning on doing out there.
Well, you know, it was interesting because I was just talking about this today, how I really feel that we all need to get together and just really be clear on what it is we are going to be doing. You know, I want to just talk to other workers and presenters, see what they're doing so we're not, you know, doing the same thing. You know, I can always come up with something, you know, that is not of the ordinary. But most importantly, my biggest thing is this, and when I had my reading from a mumbo a while back, one of my biggest things was this. I am put on this earth. I am designed to reconnect and connect those to their spirituality, to their ancestors, to their lineage, so I can heal, bring balance, harmony, and enlightenment, justice. So however I can best be utilized at this gala, I am to be used. I'm so excited about it, I can't even tell you to the extent of the excitement that I have about going to the gala and presenting. So that is I don't have a specific topic yet. I can definitely say that. I do not have a specific topic as of right now. But, I mean, that can change before the interview.
It is many months away. It is many, many months away. For myself, I plan on...
Do you have an idea of what you'll be doing?
Yes, I will be presenting about reading with playing cards.
Awesome.
One of my favorite subjects. But by the same token, if that doesn't work out or if somebody else is doing it or they don't want that, you know, you've told us that why you're here and what your gifts are and what spirit and ancestors and even God has put you on this earth for. And my set of skills is a little different. My set of skills is that you can pretty much just point at a spot on the ground and say, stand here. And hand me a slip of paper and go, talk for an hour about what's on that slip of paper. And I'll open it up and go, oh, rats. Okay. The rat, ladies and gentlemen, the rat has been, you know, and I'll just talk for an hour about it. So I'm not worried about it. You know, I'm going to go. And if they're like, oh, no, we don't want to hear about playing cards. We want to hear about the agricultural impact of over farming. I'll go, well, fuck, I don't know why you hired me to come here, but okay. The agricultural impact of over farming. Does anybody here know the word Dust Bowl? Let's just start there. you know, and we'll just go with that. So, but I hear you, you know, it is months out.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt us to say it's coming.
But I will tell you, I think it's going to be a very incredible thing. From my understanding, there is a huge Conjure community in Denver that doesn't really get the opportunity to not really showcase, but get the necessities they need, the things that we know as AIR members and you know, alumni of the Correspondence Course, and not even just that, but, I mean, me myself, growing up in this, I said, my grandmother, she's still living. She's 90 years old. I knew her mother was teaching me things at 99 years old before she died, you know. So I think it would be really, really great to bring some of us, and Tata Candelo, to come through and just really supply them with some fundamentals of what Conjure is, what hoodoo is, what was it about, how to utilize the basics so that they do know that they have people out there that are working in the systems that they desire to be working in, you know. So I think, I know for a fact this is going to be a great experience for Denver, Colorado.
I agree. And also, we are very lucky because with us there is going to be Professor Ames, who is from Fort Collins, which is just, you know, a hop, skip, and a jump. And so he's there. He's going to be there repping the Colorado Conjure community, and we're wonderful to have him. I have to tell you, though, this. The place we're going to be at has a reputation, you may or may not have heard this yet, of being haunted. And of being somewhat spectacularly haunted. And I got to tell you that I'm going to be there with you and with Ambrosine Laguerre, who is also a very well-known and powerful medium. And I like you both. You're real good friends. I love you and all that. But I'm just going to avoid the shit out of you while we're in the goddamn spectacularly haunted house. Because, like I said, I don't talk at the dead, and I don't want them talking at me. And you two will be like, oh, there's a message. And I'll be like, fuck a message. I don't need no message. Go tell
Candela. Well, my message is I'm out of here. Yes, I get what you're saying.
I'm gone. Apparently, Candela has said to us in the chat room that what he's going to be doing is reviving a dead wasp and pulling a chicken out of his hat. And I will only believe that.
There you have it.
I will only believe that when I see my brother in person and he's wearing his top hat and his top hat's going, and I'll go, yeah, of course you're going to pull it out. You already got it in there. thank you so much for coming on the show. We're about to wrap up our segment here, but before we do, I'd like to give you a few minutes just for you to say whatever it is, you know, about anything. You know, I mean, if there's a message you want to send to people, if you've gotten a message from the dead, if there's anything that you would like to, because, you know, hey, baby, we're live on radio, right? This is why we do this. So Comedos, take us out by just saying whatever it is you'd like to say to all the people listening, not only now, but in the future in the archives.
Absolutely. Most of all, I would like for everyone to know that they must first, if you know nothing about yourself, you need to believe in yourself. You need to have faith in yourself, faith in your abilities. Know that you are worth and that you are deserving all things that you desire. Stand that standing in your truth and standing in your purpose is the best place for all of your roads to be open and flooded with forever-growing blessings that will flow to you freely, frequently, and abundantly. Understand that through that, you will have divine blessings that will shower upon you beyond generations. You know, that is my biggest thing. I want people to live in their truth and be confident and okay in their truth. To me, that is a very huge thing. Be respectful. And also, too, this is something my daddy My dad, he's still living it on, but he doesn't say much, so when he says things, I really take it to heart. But he gives me two biggest things as a child. He always told me to stay humble and be patient. So say, for example, you're on your path, and I tell people, conjure isn't for everyone. Hoodoo isn't for everyone. Root work isn't for everyone, and it's okay. Whatever it is, take your time. You have time. Listen to your ancestors. Find out who you are. Find out who your people are. And listen to them, and they will guide you on the path that you belong. And I know that to be true. I know that without a doubt in my mind. I just, you know, especially with how our also beautiful America is going these days, it's very, very important that people do know that they are loved, they are important. And also, too, because all these people that are listening are loved and important, I actually, and I know this isn't what you may normally do on the show, but I actually provided a free spell for everyone.
Yes, you did.
Yes. So you'll be able to find that free spell on the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers Facebook page in about maybe 2 minutes, maybe perhaps. Depending on how great my service is. But that spell is in regards to opening your financial roads. It's utilizing some things that you may not normally use, like pine needles and oak branches. Also, we have some Lucky Mojo and Komodo's Conjure Conditioning Oils, like the Indian God Oil, Money Attraction Oil, and the Nettoyage Oil, which is from my brand. So check that out. Be blessed. Many blessings upon you. Know that I love you. I may be stern. I may be strict. I may even be aggressive at times, but know it all comes out of a place of love.
Well, now, see, you jumped the gun because that's how we were going to wrap up. So, but, ladies and gentlemen, we have been speaking with Co Meadows from CoMeadows.com and the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. Co Meadows, please tell us where we can find you.
You can find me at, of course, readersandrootworkers.org. You can click on the Co Meadows and you can book a reading with me there, as well as from that point get services. You can also find me at www.comedos.com. That is my personal website. There you can also book readings and buy spiritual supplies. I am revamping the website because the ancestors said that I needed to, and that will be done very soon. Also, you can find me at YouTube at Co Meadows and on Instagram at Co.Meadows1. Definitely like me on Instagram if you like cooking and you want to be healthy. I do so many things from root work on there to just Co's Kitchen where we get in and we cook all kinds of things. So those are all the places you can find me, I do believe.
And you can also find Co Meadows on Facebook and on the AIR Facebook page as well. And speaking of that, see, this is how you jump the gun. Speaking of that, as Co said, he has prepared a special spell for us this evening. So go out and take a look at it. It is called the Now You Know Spell. So, we here at the Now You Know show want to thank you so much for that, Co, and for having you on with us. Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast. It was absolutely amazing. And thank you for all that you do for the Conjure and Hoodoo and Root Work community. You're such a staple. You're so well respected. Continue doing what you're doing. We'll forever be grateful. So, thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for sharing your wit and your wisdom with us this evening. And, well, folks, that we just heard with Co Meadows, and now we're going to walk on to the rest of the show. But I guarantee you, as we walk on to the rest of the show, neither Co nor I has the blues.
Morning, year round for my shoes. A bag of
Robert Johnson. It doesn't sound like poor Bob Johnson to me, but that's what it says. It says it's Robert Johnson and it's the Walkin' Blues. And so the winner of the two pieces of Bobka are Troll Towelhead, the chief engineer here at the LMC Radio Network. And you know, in that song, you know, just telling you about what to do when you got them walking blues, just trying to give you some idea, just trying to give you a little advice, just sending out a signal.
What's that signal? Why, that's the LMC Radio Network on the air. The LMC Radio Network, broadcasting around the globe, bringing news, information, education, and entertainment to all. It's the LMC Radio Network in the Vanguard.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hooter Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Contraman Ollie, Sundays 3 to 4:30. Candela's Corner with Candela Convisa, Michael Carell, and Lady A, Mondays 5 to 7. The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Tuesdays 5 to 6. In the Streets with Beverly Smith, Tuesdays 6 to 7. On Sacred Ground with Kyer Mond and Paige the Fearu, Wednesdays 3 to 4:30. Fit and Foxy with Madame Nadia and Jaya Adanya, Wednesdays 6 to 7. The Now You Know Show with Professor Charles Porterfield, Thursdays 6 to 7:30. The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LaFay, Fridays 6 to 7. And Liquid Libations with Andrea Weston, Saturdays 5 to 7. All times Pacific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Thank you, Troll Talhead, chief engineer here at the LMC Radio Network, for that update of our shows each and every week. And I want you all to know that soon, there will be a special show where we will be interviewing Troll towel head. That's right. Have you always wanted to know who he was, what he was about? How did he become chief engineer of the LMC radio network? Does he actually wear a towel on his head? What's going on with him? Well, we're going to have him in here in the next few weeks and have an interview live with him. And also, we have a new show coming up. That's right. How new is it? It's so new, it doesn't even have a name yet. That's how new it is. It's fresh. It's sparkling. It's brand new. It still has steam coming off it. It doesn't even have a name yet, but keep your ears pricked and your eyes wide open because we'll be announcing it soon. And it's going to be an afternoon music show. That's right, an afternoon music show Tuesday through Friday in the afternoons Eastern time, hosted by, I should say, DJ'd. Yes, just like in the old days, folks, DJ'd by that imitable character, my good friend and brother, the one, the only, Candelo Kimbisa. Oh, yeah. So keep your eyes out for that. Right now, here live in the studio, we have with us someone who's not resting on his laurels. Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend, Count Goulash. Oh, 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 yes, nice. Count Goulash, the phantom of the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. Here along with my friend, Lefty the Skeleton, to tell you about the Lucky Mojo Curio Company of 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California. Did you know that Lucky Mojo is both an online magical store and a real magical store that you can visit? Lefty the Skeleton has told me that they carry a full line of handmade spiritual supplies, including occult oils, incense, powders, candles, herbs, mojo bags, spiritual soaps, books, and spell kits for those who cast magic spells, love spells, money spells, and protection spells in the African-American hoodoo, pagan magic, and other witchcraft traditions. Who are we talking about? Why, it's the Lucky Mojo Curio Company of 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California. Oh, why not come and visit us in person? If you come after dark, perhaps I, the phantom of the shop, will be there. Or if you can't make it in person, why not come and check us out online at www.luckymojo.com. Yes, www.luckymojo.com, where you can sit in the privacy of your own home and look through page after page after page at hundreds and thousands of items from all around the world for all of your hoodoo, pagan magic, and other witchcraft traditions. Once again, friends, that's the Lucky Mojo Curio Company of 6632 Covey Road, Forestville, California, and online at www.luckymojo.com. Tell them Count Goulash and Lefty sent you. Wow, he's got his own intro and exo music now. Who did that for him? Who, seriously? Johnny, who did the, you don't know? Okay, well, wow, I still don't even know how to follow him. It's impossible. You can't follow this guy. You just can't follow this guy. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, we will be going to a further episode of our Reading with Playing Cards segment. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how to read time. Now, I've got to tell you something before we go into it. There are a whole bunch of people online in the queue with their hands up. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess that we have so many people with their hands up because when we put up the episode today, we said Go Meadows and reading time. And they thought that meant we're going to be doing readings. No, no, no. If you want readings, you should go and check out the excellent Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Say that six times fast. Each and every Sunday, and you can go into the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour and get, they give two readings per week, and once a month on Candelo's Corner, they have readings on the corner, much easier to say six times fast, and you can call in and get readings on the corner from Candelo Kambisa and his special guest readers that he has in. No, the way you should have read that was reading time. That's right. We're going to talk about how to read time, how to read the time of the day or of the night, how to read the time of the seasons, whether it's, autumn, or spring, or wintertime, or summertime.
Thank you.
Joplin with Summertime. And we have three pieces of babka to give out. I will explain why. First of all, the winner of the first two pieces of babka is Gabrielle Not Enough Babka Yet Swain, who gets the first two pieces for naming the artist and the song. Then the third piece of babka goes to our own Miss Catherine Ironwood, because A, she's delayed by about 2 minutes. We don't know why, but her sound is coming into her 2 minutes later than everybody else. But more importantly, she named Big Brother and the Holding Company. That's right. Big Brother and the Holding Company, boys and girls, with Janis Joplin. So she gets a piece of babka as well. She's probably going to get some of Trolls, too. And that leads us into our ongoing mini multi-week reading with playing cards segment. And tonight we're going to be talking about interpreting time by color and suits and numbers with the playing cards. The first thing I would like to tell you about that is that interpreting time with playing cards is not well favored. There are many, many workers, many, many readers, I should say, who will not read time. And they don't read time for a variety of reasons. Some are personal, some are that they've just never been trained to, some is that their system of reading doesn't incorporate it. And also the issue of reading time can be rather complex. However, that all being said, there are a number of kind of common methods of reading time with playing cards. And I will state towards the issue that if you're going to be reading time with playing cards, it doesn't hurt to intentionally set out to do so. It doesn't hurt to say, these are the cards that are reading the time on it. This is the position in my layout that I'm going to use where time is going to be shown. This is the segment of a run, if you're reading in a run of cards. And I do like to read in a run of cards. And I also read in a layout to say, this is that, or to familiarize yourself internally to saying, this is where time is going to appear, or this is how time is going to appear, or I'm specifically asking about time. Now, that being said, here are some of the methods. The first method would be by colors. The two colors of the cards immediately relate to day and night, obviously with the red cards being for the daylight hours and the black cards, the nighttime hours. So, for example, in that, the rank of the card would show the hour of the day, roughly. So, in other words, a three of hearts would be the third hour of daylight. Now, that does not mean 3 p.m. You see what I'm saying? That doesn't mean 3 p.m. 3 p.m. is on the clock, okay? And we'll come to that in a moment. This would be the third hour of daylight. So if the sun rose at 6:30, okay, 6:30, 1 to 7:30, 1 hour. 7:30 to 8:30, 2 hours. 8:30 to 9:30 is the third hour. So in this case, 8:30 to 9:30 is what your three of hearts is telling you about. Now, then there's another method that's a little more complex. It's the same system. We're still talking about, now we're talking about the clock, okay? We're talking about the clock. And we're moving from midnight to noon and noon to midnight, okay? Midnight to noon are the red cards, because that's when dawn happens. Noon to midnight will be the black cards, because that's when the sun sets. And in this, the rank of the cards actually represent the hour on the clock. So let me give you an example. One diamond is, ace of diamonds is 1 a.m. Four hearts is 4 a.m. Okay. Now you're saying to yourself, but there are only 10 ranks. Well, that's true, except of the suit becomes the 11th hour. The queen becomes the 12th hour. Now you're saying, well, wait a minute, Professor Porterfield, what about the king? What about the king? The king holds rulership over all. So the king is all of those hours. This kid, this is going to happen during that period of time tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? It's going to happen between midnight and noon. And it might happen during all of it. You see what I'm saying? The king says that this condition or the situation or the event or the occurrence that we're reading over holds sway over that entire segment of the clock. So those are two different methods of reading time with colors and ranks. Now, we can also read with suits. The four suits can correspond with the four seasons. And you will hear a variety of different interpretations for this, okay? Meaning, this person will say it's that, this person will say it's this. Some of this comes out of an argument, believe it or not, in witchcraft and paganism about what particular tool is associated with what particular season. Okay. And so as an example, some people will tell you that spades represent summer. That's not the system that I adhere to. It's not the system I was taught, and it makes no damn sense to me. For me, and therefore all I can do is teach you my method, clubs represent spring. Well, why do clubs represent spring? Well, I would think it would be obvious. Clubs are a little flowering stem. The clubs is off of the acorn leaf, German, etc. is summer, diamonds, autumn, and spades. The bear tree, the bear spade, is winter. So one more time. Clubs for spring, hearts for summer, diamonds for autumn, spades for winter. Now, there are 52 weeks in a year, and each of the 13 cards in a suit is linked to an exact week in its season. Therefore, as an example, the five of spades is spades winter, fifth week of winter, which is approximately January 18th through January 24th. That would move based on when winter happens, etc. So, your suit reads the season, then the rank, including your court cards, your face card, your royal cards, reads the week. And again, here, your jack will be the 11th week of that season, your queen will be the 12th week of that season, and your king would be the 13th week of that season. Another method places value of time on the suits. And it works this way. Diamonds, which the ace of diamonds represents small things. Diamonds, therefore, represent minutes up to hours. Clubs represent hours up to days. Hearts represent days up to weeks. And spades represent weeks, months, or even years. So in this, our example, you have to remember that the rank of the card in this represents the amount of time shown by the suit. So, as an example, the two of clubs would be 2 hours or 2 days. The five of spades could be 5 weeks, 5 months, or 5 years. And then finally, there's a very complex method that assigns zodiac signs to the suits by elemental association. And the cards drawn show the current or next astrological period. So for this, clubs represent fire, which is ruled over by Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Diamonds are for earth, which represents Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Spades being for air represents Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And then hearts are for winter, or excuse me, for water, which represents Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. So in this example, the Queen of Hearts, which is water, drawn on May the 3rd, which is Taurus, during the time of Taurus, would show a time of June 22nd to July 22nd, when the next water sign, Cancer, rules. However, the Ace of Clubs, which is fire, drawn on July 26th, while Leo fire is already ruling, would show the time as being immediate. And so, as you can tell, that's a little complex. You know, you might not keep that down in your head, right, just from hearing me say it on the radio. If you'd like to read more about it or to have it all written down for you, you can find it in A Deck of Spells by myself, available through the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. You can also find it on Amazon. So this week we've been talking about reading time, and I hope I've given you a number of different methods to read time by. Next week, we will start talking about systems of card readings, what the cards mean individually and what that means, and how you interpret these individual cards. Where, you know, what is the Five of Spades? What is the Ten of Spades? And more importantly, what is the Ten of Spades next to the Joker? What ill omen does that show? Or is it a good omen? And then in a couple of weeks, a week or two, we'll also be talking about layouts and how to put these cards down. And then in 3 or 4 weeks, we're even going to talk about how to use these playing cards in root work. So stay tuned, because we have not yet reached the end.
Ah, this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end. But it is perhaps the end of the beginning.
And go to Texarkana, and don't fight the fool west. Come on down to Dallas, turn call Kitty. Coming through the territory, Kansas City, and Kansas City, St. Louis, and St. Louis, Chicago. I'm on my way, but I'm doing well. Change cars on the TV. Texas, going to Dallas, hotel, Grand Sling, Silver Lake, Mineola, Tyler, Longview, Joseph, Marshall, Little Sandy, Big Sandy, Texarkana, and double badge for work. And on Greenville, Seales, Denison, South McAllister, Territory, Muskoka, Wagner, Austin, Kansas City, Sedalia, then I changed cars and jumped in Seminole. Thank you. 31st Street Depot. Oak Street Depot, Chicago.
Of the LMC Radio Network. Bless their hearts.
If you have an appetite for fun, then the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival is the place to be. March 2nd through April 12th, only at the Disneyland Resort. Enjoy deliciously fresh food, California wines, craft beers, specialty cocktails, live music, and more. All served up with a dash of Disney magic. Get more details at disneyland.com/foodandwine.